This audio is brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your local agent and good neighbour. Alicia has got you covered with personalised service and reliable coverage for all your insurance needs. Call or stop by her office on Hart Street in Buffalo and see how she can help you save and protect what matters most to you. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Okay, guys, we'll call the meeting to order. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Hearing none.
Excuse me. We will, can I have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
So moved. I'll second that.
All in favor of approving the stated agenda, please signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. And we have Rod Williams from Ace Builders here as a guest speaker to give us an update on the building.
Things are moving along well. I believe that Marnum has passed all of their compaction tests to date, and I'm waiting on Jake to give me the go-ahead that we can start prepping for concrete and underslab work. Planning on having Marnum come out into the week, assuming that they'll pass and everything's good to go, and start augering for the piers, foundational piers for the building. Mm-hmm. We are making one change from the original plan. I don't know if anybody has a vested interest in it, but sure. We're not a fan of putting lumber buried in the ground over time because it can't be repaired. Mm-hmm. So we're actually going to switch to reinforced concrete piers with a monolithic slab over the top. Oh, and we're going to still do a post frame, but we'll do them on structural uplift brackets.
I like
that'll
that.
Be drilled and epoxied into the foundation. So all the structural sit on top of the concrete. So if ever needs, you never need to make a repair, nobody has to go digging anything out of the ground.
Ooh, perfect. Like
so. Cost us a few more bucks on materials, but saves us a little bit on labor time, so it's probably about a wash.
Okay.
Other than that, I'm expecting the framing package to probably be delivered end of the month, 1st of December, so like we had planned before, I hope we have sticks going up before Christmas and be close to dried in.
Wonderful.
So, and we'll expect trades to be, MEP guys to be roughing in the building throughout the winter.
Yeah. Okay.
One recommendation I'd have on the color selection, I sent you some snips. I can send you a website, but it's a website that's set up for contractors. It's basically impossible to navigate. It's not intuitive at all. But I think the color with the way that it's arranged on that building is not going to look how you hope, with the tan as the wainscoting and the blue as, I think we should go with a solid blue up and down the walls and then look for a neutral earth tone tannish color on doors, windows, window trim, etc. So you'll have the blue building, which I know everybody is a fan of, and then we'll do some kind of earth tone or, you know, tannish color that looks good.
So still do that color. I'm just going to go back to that color. Still do that color blue.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know if anyone can see this part.
Did you get a sample of the blue? Like a physical sample?
Yes, they had a sheet. They had a sample sheet.
Oh, yes, but I don't think we just looked at this and decided to go for this, but I can get.
I don't know the name of that blue, but it's off that catalog sheet.
Okay.
That I left with Nelson.
So the whole building would be that blue.
I think you do the whole building, all the field color in that, and then windows, doors, because you have a lot of openings throughout the building with the large garage doors. Do those in a tan color that we can get pretty close to with all the trim.
Okay.
So, and if you're insistent on a wainscoting, we can still do a wainscoting, maybe do it in the same color. So you don't, if you ever need to replace anything below 4 feet, you don't have to replace the whole panel. But there's not a lot of traffic next to the building. I don't know if that's a big risk for you guys, not like you have a bunch of barn animals hanging around kicking the side of your building.
Yeah, okay.
So, and then based on that, with that color palette, I'll get a steel package. I'll check with you guys one last time. You're good with the color. And then from there, we can pick window colors.
Okay.
Overhead door colors, the same thing. I can get you a palette for that. And then all the man door, you know, will be painted.
Okay.
They'll all be, you know, steel package doors that we paint on site.
What's the timeline on a color decision, I guess?
Soon, next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Steel package is that size is probably a month to 5 weeks. I kind of like it on the ground before the end of the year. So as soon as we frame, we can immediately dry in and start putting the roof on.
And I've been double checking the builder thing that you sent me.
Builder trend?
Yes. And it keeps saying that I have no...
Nothing in your court.
Yes. So I keep double... I check that on a daily basis, making sure
you'll
that I'm
get
not
a
missing...
notification.
Oh, okay.
Whenever I put something in your court.
Okay. Perfect.
That'll be... Anything that comes to you will be specifically for you guys to look at and review.
Okay. Perfect.
So no news is good news as far as that goes.
Sounds good. Wonderful.
So... If you want to look at the other stuff, I can show it to you, but I don't think you're going to enjoy looking at a 200-page submittal package for plumbing, underground plumbing pipes, stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. We, that sounds great. Thank you.
So we'll be submitting our first pay application at the end of November, which is usually a bit of a chore because all the paperwork and everything with a certified payroll has to be straightened out by the design team. But after that, we should be smooth sailing.
Okay.
And then I'd suggest probably once concrete goes down, at some point, we ought to start meeting on site, maybe once a month. Maybe you can do your meeting there briefly. We'll have a job site trailer that's moving in next week. It'll be crowded, but we'll have enough room for, you know, 7-8 people to get inside, get out of the cold if need be. And then by January, we should be able to meet inside. Won't be very comfortable, but at least it'll be out of the weather.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, that's coming up pretty soon.
Should be moving pretty fast. I mean, the weather will always have a say at some point. I mean, we can't put buildings like this up if the wind's blowing hard or we're drifting. And once you get below freezing, nail guns and compressors start to quit working. One more thing that you guys should be aware of is good news. Power is easy to tap into. They're going to be able to put a cabinet right next to the existing fire station without having to do any heavy excavation.
That's the goal.
So, which is good news for you guys. But so at some point, they're going to come to you with a proposal for how to get your service set up for this building.
MDU or who comes?
Rocky Mountain.
Or Rocky Mountain. Okay.
Which you are the end user, so you guys will engage them for that part. We'll probably have to do a little digging for them, but for the most part, you're engaged with them directly on that process.
Okay. And we have the new account set up.
Yep. Just waiting on, we had it staked. They went and checked it. They were worried the power was underneath the fire station, which would have been
not good.
A very serious problem, but it's not.
Good. Doesn't so it run right down the...
Runs right down the ditch.
That ditch.
And it snakes up to their transformer and then kicks back down. So they're going to interrupt it there where it turns to the transformer, put a cabinet for you guys in for your service, take you over from there.
Wonderful. Okay.
Then,
perfect. Does anybody have any questions?
Are we good with the approach now?
Were you able to drive by the way?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. That's good.
Okay. They should be putting the drain pipe in probably next week.
Okay.
And so that'll be just about it. Other minus concrete for your approach.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. We appreciate this.
And I have an address. I'm going to put a temporary sign up probably next week.
Okay.
So.
And what do we say? 779 Volunteer Lane?
Probably 79.
No.
It's 790 for the fire hall.
Yeah, I think
but
it's...
I don't know what you came
I think
up
it's
with
7... Here, Terry AC
779. Yeah.
I
don't know.
Terry telling me what it is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's
779. Yeah, it would be lower than 790.
Put that in the minutes.
Yeah.
779 Volunteer Lane.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
And the blue color sample, you're saying, is that Nelson?
Yeah.
I mean, either one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they have a color chart of all the things, and those are all the stock, gauge colors that we're looking at for this.
So no matter what, it needs to be a solid building, technically.
Doesn't need to be.
Okay.
Just warning you, I think I've done one or two times where people have run the tans as a wainscoting or an earth color, and it If you go with something that's red or blue or green, other than that, it just ends up looking off.
Okay.
But I don't own the building. You guys can pick whatever you want.
Okay.
So I'd recommend a solid color.
Okay.
You know?
We trust your judgment.
No. And then whatever the secondary color is, I can't match it exactly with pre-finished things like windows and garage doors, but if you pick something that's neutral like a tan, we'll get pretty close.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, yeah. Thanks. Until next time.
You're welcome. Yeah. Okay. The minutes, the general meeting minutes, I didn't have any changes to that.
I recommend a change on page the special meeting minutes, paragraph 4.
Sorry, we have to do the general meeting minutes first.
Okay, I'll wait.
Any changes to the general meeting minutes? Okay. Hearing none, can we have an approval to approve the general meeting minutes as presented?
So moved.
I'll second that.
All in favor of approving the general meeting minutes, please signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Okay, special meeting minutes.
I would recommend a change on paragraph 4, the final sentence, and change navy brown to navy blue.
It's done.
Any other changes? All in favor? Oh, sorry. Someone could please make a motion of
so moved.
Approving. Is there a second to approve the special meeting minutes with the suggested change of navy blue?
Second.
All in favor? Signify by stating aye.
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 Opposed? Same sign. Motion passes. Okay. Treasurer's report.
So for the month of October, our ambulance revenue was $61,230, and year-to-date, $240,468, and that's $81,135 over budget. Out-of-county transfers have totaled $49,864 year-to-date. Our tax revenue for October was $56,580. Year-to-date is $174,988. We're $98,345 under budget for tax revenue this far into the year. Our interest income is $5,617 ahead of budget. Our vehicle fees, $1,705 ahead of budget. Overall revenue, which is adjusted to remove ambulance purchases and building grants and purchases, is $30,475 ahead of budget for this point in the fiscal year. So despite a significant tax revenue shortfall, the ambulance revenue and out-of-county transfers have accounted for that, and then some. Our expenses for the month were $98,801, and year-to-date, $456,000, and that's $30,951 over budget for the year so far. On the KC budget, we're $9,587 for expenses this month and $50,272 year-to-date. And that's $24,728 below budget for expenses at this point in the year. And I've added what our KC payroll expense was for October, which is $7,484, and year-to-date, $36,500. So on payroll, after 4 months, we're $11,167 under budget. We've got 2.2 million in cash distributed among our checking accounts, money market, and CD. We just started paying for the building, I think approximately 38,000, which is being supplemented with grants. So that cash flow thus far is kind of even. But we'll eventually draw into our $525,000 of building reserve. Mm-hmm. And that's all for the treasurer's report.
Okay. So we're just not getting our tax checks?
No. They're coming monthly. It's just less, I guess.
Because they're just not. They're just not that big all of a sudden.
I think they tied it to the energy. Wasn't paying like they were in the past, the energy taxes.
It should catch up, though.
Yeah. I would think. It fell short last year, too.
It's more of a estimate issue than a timing issue. Is that what we're seeing? We're not thinking it's...
I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you guys went with the number that they projected, so.
Do you have anything to add with that?
Yeah, Bill, mine.
No, just, again, remember on your property tax side for residential stuff can come in three times throughout the year. So that's part of it. Obviously, you had oil and gas production that was down a little bit just because markets were at a point where it was not necessarily economically favorable to recover oil and gas in Justin County because it was cheaper to do it elsewhere. We are hopeful, obviously, of change in administration, plus a situation that the Commerce County Environmental Impact Statement for oil and gas production over there has resulted in a lawsuit, and a judge is not allowing them to issue any drilling permits in the area until they're... is resolution to a portion of that EIS that pertains to water. So we're hopeful that that will take companies that had rigs ready to drill in Commerce County and move them over into the Powder River Basin. Whether or not those rigs move into Johnson County, we're going to find out. And again, we're also very, very hopeful that our uranium mines in southern Johnson County are going to start to produce again. They are geared up and ready to go. Price of yellow cake is at a point that is economically recoverable for them, so that's something to be optimistic about. We have not seen revenue from uranium in the county since 2015 or 2016, so there is some hope on the horizon.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Make a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
Second.
All in favor of approving the treasurer's report, please signify by stating aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Excuse me. Transfer grant funds. So we just need a motion, right, Teresa?
Mm-hmm.
To transfer the funds that we receive from the grant into the building account because they move It's kind of been a thing to where we worked through it, and it's going to be easier for them to put it into our general account, and then we move it from there because Teresa can do it online into our building fund. It's just kind of became a hassle for them, the state, to actually put it into our building fund account because there's all this other stuff linked to it. And so we just need a motion to transfer the $48,000.
Yeah, because
the $48,941.60 into our building account.
So moved.
I'll second that.
All in favor of transferring $48,941.60 into our building account, please signify by stating aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. And this will pretty much occur
every time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice. It's documented that I mean, when that money comes in, I guess. So.
And it's a quick, Teresa said it's a quick online
transfer.
So, but it just was, it's tied to other things, and it was kind of more of a hassle to have them, the state land and investment, actually deposit into our building account. So we're going to do it this way. Buffalo Director's Report.
Okay, so it was, October was a pretty average month. We had 71 calls. 17 of those calls were transfers. Five of them went to Billings, three to Casper, three to Sheridan, four to the airport, one to Gillette, and one to Denver. 35 were in town, 36 were out of town, which is a little surprising. Should be a little bit heavier in town this time of year, but 68 were residents, 13 were non-residents. We had two canceled calls as all, and only five patient refusals this month. We lift assisted once, stood by, had seven standbys, one code, one DOA, and two trauma team activations. So it was busy, just not real voluminous. 29 were Medicare, two were Medicaid, 13 were insurance pay, four were self-pay. We have, we're looking at needing new tires for MS-73, and we're getting bids from Bighorn Tire and probably Superior Automotive for those tires. 5-3, MS-5-3, that's the first out, 5-3, not 7-3.
Thank you. I have the KC Director's Report. Give me just a second here. So I talked to Crosby the other day on the phone, and there is some concern. They are having some troubles with staffing still. He said Rob, and I'm not sure if it's who it is, but there's someone who comes up from Casper a few days a month, and they are wanting to re-implement that at that $15 an hour to help fill the gaps. He said most days are getting covered, but they still have shortages. There's no issues with ambulances or equipment. Our call volume has been lower than past years at this time, but that always seems to cycle. And so that's kind of their biggest thing. They had a total of two patients for the month of October, or a total of six calls. Four of them were standby, one medical, one trauma, and so two total patients. And then they're just working on the insurance certificate to renew their license. And so when I talked to him on the phone, I kind of had said too, like, as long as you guys are staying within your budget, you can kind of cover your staffing needs how you see fit. But I did just want to bring that up to you, that they are hoping to have someone from Casper come up. He said a few days a month.
Yeah, I think it's, we've got some room. I think it's fine if we're being aware of not abusing that. I think it was getting a little bit abused before. They need some help, and we have some money in the budget
to cover.
They need people, I guess.
Yeah.
Cover those shifts.
Perfect. That's all I have for the KC one.
Is it just that Rob? Is that the Casper?
Rob White, I think that's his name.
And the gal that was doing it, she's
not doing it.
I don't think she is anymore.
Because he said this guy was really, he's worked with them before, and so he just doesn't live there, but he was really willing to help them out. So.
I think he just stays right there.
Yeah.
Sleeps right there.
Yeah. So that's all I have. With that one. Can't answer questions on that. We are going to be in KC next month And so I did talk with Crosby, and I will contact the new board members. I think it would be good for them to, Crosby would like them to be there early, like 30 minutes early, the new board members, to be able to go through and see KC Ambulance and get a feel and start right away with meeting staff. I just thought it would be a good idea for them to jump in right away and see the layout of KC.
They don't start till January?
They start December.
Oh, do they?
Yeah,
oh,
we elect officers in December.
Oh.
For January.
Gotcha.
But yes, their first meeting is December.
Perfect.
Otherwise, moving on to old business, Rod did everything with the new building. Patient balance and collections, I have called the lady multiple times and left voicemails and heard nothing. And so I think we just let it be in collections.
You haven't heard back from the patient?
Yeah. And I've left voicemail stating who I was, like why I was calling, and nothing. And it's a...
How much was it?
$1,969.
Mm-hmm. From 2 years ago, it was May of 22.
Oh. That would be kind of...
And the voicemail doesn't say that it's this patient's name, so I'm assuming it's, you know, I would hope that whoever has the phone now, if they were not the person, they would say, quit calling me, and this lady doesn't live here, but, so that is where we're at with that patient balance. So.
Was that one of those that just fell through the cracks with the other billing company? Because I wouldn't like it if I got a bill
yeah.
in 2024 for 2022.
Yeah.
You still owe it.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
yeah,
like
it was a quick med
okay.
bill. So. Is there any old business? Other old business?
I guess just on the new building.
Yes.
You mentioned wanting to meet out there. Do you guys still want to utilize the subcommittee, the building committee for that? If we all meet out there, it's a meeting.
Yeah.
So I guess just happy to help how we can, but
yeah.
if it's, I guess let us know who needs to be out there.
Do you still want to be on the building committee?
I don't think I need to be.
Okay.
Okay. If I can be of some help, I will be.
Okay.
So it's up to you guys, whatever you want to do.
Carrie and I can work together if you guys want.
Motion.
And then we can meet out there and kind of. I don't necessarily think we need to move our meetings into out there. I think we can go out there and bring everything back to our actual meetings.
Well,
if you guys are good with that.
Going to be wearing coats and hats and gloves
yeah.
in January in there. It's not going to be heated or insulated.
Yeah.
I thought it was nice of him to offer that to
yeah.
the board because... things can happen out there,
yeah.
and then if there's nobody going out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been very communicative, so
yeah.
Perfect.
And then colors, do you guys want to maybe look at that again a little closer?
Yeah, I'll get those samples. I think he brought them to Nelson, but I didn't get them because we had this, everyone agreed on this picture, and so I just figured.
Yeah.
I mean, I can swing by tomorrow and look, but
okay.
if you want to have them in
hand.
And you want to, whatever you want to bring, just let me know.
Okay.
So I don't, I mean, you
I
guys
just,
know if we need to, but if we need to vote on something different because we kind of voted or agreed on that.
Yeah.
And now it's, and so.
I think if we can pick that blue closest to that blue.
Where it's not the, not the bright blue.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
I send, but,
yeah.
Or, you know, I, you know, too, I'm trying to, I keep trying to remember then with the firehouse, it's, or do we do neutral building and then blue doors, you know, I guess you guys can look at it now that that kind of got reopened, but because what's the firehouse again, isn't it? It's with
it's
the red.
Maroon and tan,
but
kind
is
of
that,
a dark
is mostly
maroon.
Tan with
tan
the maroon.
Is up top, maroon is the wainscoting.
Right.
The only nice thing about that blue is it didn't look like it would clash too much with,
yeah.
those colors. But we can, it's also hard to tell from a picture, so we can look at the actual samples. Yeah, if you guys are good with that.
Yeah.
So the new board members are Tim Reimler and Mary Litzel. And we had talked about, Dr. Schuler had said that the hospital is open for us to have meetings there from here on out if we would like. I did, Teresa sent, she looked at the second Monday, and the only, I went through my calendar, and the only one that falls on a holiday is Columbus Day next year. Otherwise, we're clear for all holidays for the second Monday. And the hospital doesn't close on Columbus Day, so we can still, if you guys are good with keeping it the second Mondays, we will vote on that at the next meeting. I like the Mondays, so it's up to everybody, but, we'll vote on that next. And then we will also be voting in December on new positions. So if you, so anyone would so like to take over as chairman, that is going to be open. So, just be aware that we will be voting for board positions, next month if you have one you would like to run for. So secretary, everyone will be open, but obviously, Marie is no longer going to be able to fill the secretary position either. And so with that, this is Marilyn, and Marie is not able to be here today, but today is their last meeting. So I just want to thank you guys very much for everything that you have done for the board. And best of luck with your new endeavor. So this is your last meeting, and it's very much appreciated what you've done. So is there any other new business?
I had a question about the bonus pay for KC employees, and it's a substantial amount. They're under budget for payroll, so I think it's allowable. I don't know when it came about or
how
that was determined, and I wonder if you remember the history on that, Marilyn.
Yeah, they've always done bonuses. Where we, and we just, they have a form that they calculate it out on, like how many runs they've been on and how many meetings they've attended, and it's sort of prorated like that. So one EMT might get $200, another one might get $5, or however that works. And then I can't remember last year. I think the directors got $1,000 or something like that. But they like to have it done at the November meeting, because at least approved, but not, because we can't do that, because we got in trouble for that before, paying out when we shouldn't have. So they just like to get the checks written and have them ready to go so they can get them out before Christmas at the December meeting. But that, they've just always done it.
It's like a Christmas bonus?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not, and they're not all the same. I mean,
there's
do
a large fluctuation.
Yeah, there's, which I'm glad. I think they're more performance-based. It's just that more of the time of year.
And the board just always felt like that was okay. To give them a little bonus, and then we got a little stricter about it as we went on, so that they came up with a
formula
on how to hand those out.
I feel like, so did, there's not checks today that we just...
There are.
Okay, and that was going to be the problem. I mean, because I think we kind of did this last year where I think that was a little bit of everyone's, maybe the only concern was, like you said, I think we need to, there needs to be another step in this process of, hey, here's our recommendations for bonuses. Especially for our directors, those are the two people that were, those are two people that were in charge of managing. I don't think they should be telling us. I don't think they should be picking their bonuses. They can give us recommendations,
So I think maybe we can visit with them to avoid this next year, to maybe have at least one more step in the process if this is how we continue to do it. That's my opinion.
Do you think they're given that it's too much?
Not necessarily. I think the amounts are okay. It's kind of, hey, here's the bonuses, you know, sign the checks. It's when that's coming from a person that's, their bonus is included in there. I think it's more of our responsibility to determine their performance.
Then if you're going to do that, should you be doing interviews with them to do their evaluations and have all that done
I think we need to, I think that should be in line with our fiscal year.
We did talk about that a lot.
Our performance reviews, and we did, we crossed that bridge, a few months ago, but I think we were trying to do that more at the end of our fiscal year, and then these bonuses come up at Christmas. So but I don't disagree with him. I think those should work together.
So with that, you had said that the KC payroll was under budget by $11,000. And so with these bonuses, that's going to change that number to?
It would be about $2,000. Not quite that much.
Yeah. Okay.
More like $1,200 under budget at that point. I think the bonuses totaled $9,800. But that's including payroll taxes, and so it's.
And last year, this was not something that we voted on because it is sort of their budget in terms of voting on to sign. To sign the check itself. We did not vote on that last year. And so it's just kind of, but I agree with Adam that it's at least for in terms of the directors, it's I see where I think it is important that we have some kind of evaluation, and we talked about it all. We've talked about it a lot, the importance of evaluation, but we just haven't done anything with it.
I have this sheet that I emailed to you guys.
Right.
This kind of shows the breakdown of what they look at.
Thank you.
That worksheet. And
there's no one on there that's not active right now, right? I double checked that. It's not like anyone was on there that's, gone now, right?
They're all employees within this year.
Yeah, and current.
Yeah.
Now. They're running pretty skinny, and I know the people that are working, it's a lot of on-call hours. They haven't had a lot of calls, but it's a lot of on-call hours. I didn't think anything was too out of line. I'm just saying the process and the leadership, I think that needs to be more of our decision, but I'm not opposed. I don't have issues with the numbers, I guess.
And I think as long as they... it is going to put them close to being at budget.
Well, and then if they're needing, if they're going to need to start bringing more help up, we're from Casper, we're early in the year, and that was one of the big categories that. So we're early in the year, so that could, we're under budget now.
So we kind of helped them make their decision about how they were going to budget employees when we said no more of this $15 an hour and drop your on-call dollar and things like that. So their budget, I don't know if they're going to be able to meet their employee budget this year.
We increased their payroll budget from last year, even with last year not being very efficient in my mind. So I say that just in some certain categories and watching some overlap on call. So I think being more mindful of the management side of things, We didn't cut them at the knees at all from last year. We increased that by, do you remember the percentage?
Yeah, we gave them some extra.
Yeah, it was about 10%.
Yeah. But are you saying that they're, with the bonuses, that even with that 10% increase over last year, that they're only going to have a couple thousand dollars left in their payroll budget?
No, they'll just be under budget by
at
that.
At this stage, 4 months into the fiscal year, they have...
You had me, I was pretty nerved up there for a minute.
they have spent $11,000 less than the payroll budget thus far. So it's going to be less than that if they're paying somebody $15 an hour from...
Gotcha.
From Casper.
My only concern thinking about bonuses is some of these bonuses are quite large. But again, I mean, I think if they're able to, it's a hard call for me.
It's about 7% of the total budget, this bonus package. And how it's distributed, it looks like the distribution kind of mirrors who's doing most of the work for the service. That doesn't mean it can't be changed, but that's what it looks like.
I don't know if this is relevant or not, but I would let the board know that both Crosby and Michelle in the last few months have reached out to me, and I've called them, and they've been really helpful to our service. We had a transfer to the Sheridan Airport the other day, and Michelle was able to help me at the drop of a hat, and Crosby's, you know, sharing information and even IV supplies, so, you know, I think
the working relationship.
Yes.
Is
that's good feedback. Yeah. Thanks, Gary.
I've worked down there as an EMT, and I think these bonuses are pretty dang important.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's negating that. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only it's just a few of them are obviously bigger, but that is I think I agree with Dr. Schuler. I think it seems pretty proportional to everybody's roles, and she does have the explanation in there and meeting attendance. I mean, it is nice to have some metrics here. I just
and I think that they've obviously calculated to their payroll to make sure that whatever they're paying is hopefully within the means of the budget. So again, this really, you know, it's kind of a catch-20. It's not really something that we ever voted on, so it's sort of...
Yeah.
If we don't have any kind of formal thing, I think it's this, you know...
Without a line in the budget, it's implied that it's part of our payroll, so it shouldn't exceed that total at the end of the year.
And I think we just work hard to maybe put in those performance evaluations, too, to make it a little bit more formal for everyone. And
agreed.
Okay. Is there any more new business? Any public comment?
Just thank you to Marilyn for your years of service on this board.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Okay, we are at review of vouchers, so you are welcome to stay, you are welcome to go.
This audio was brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.